evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight, but before we jump into that, just want to just a quick update on our team event that we'll be doing in March. You know, the response from the field from you guys have been absolutely fantastic. As a matter of fact, we did completely sell out our initial room block. It is sold out, but Papa and I secured an additional block, but there's less than 20 of those rooms available because that block is almost filled out. So if you want to make sure you and your organization gets to be with us there at the host hotel for this phenomenal upcoming team event that we'll have in March, you need to go to our team website, moresuccessteam.com, and reserve your room tonight or this week, because I can realistically, I don't see those rooms lasting before the week's out. So you don't just assume that your team members have taken the initiative to go onto the site and reserve their rooms. Don't take it for granted that they've even gotten their tickets. We sold hundreds of tickets, and the rooms are going quick. So make sure your team gets registered, number one, and make sure they get reserved for their rooms, number two. It's going to be a phenomenal treat. You know, we're having our new CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, there, our principal network advisor, Darnell Self, our president, Alan Fernley, our executive chairman of the board, Rip Mason, Mr. Mike Turpin, the former attorney general of the state of Oklahoma, Kathy Pinson, plus 12 of our Millionaire Club members, executive director, ring earners, will be training. It's going to be a power-packed event. It's going to be so much fun. And to kick the whole event off, we're going to kick it off in Ada, Oklahoma, at 13 Paid Way, at our corporate office with none other than our founders, Harlan and Shirley Stonestopper. So can't make an event any bigger than that in the world of Legal Shield, and we're bringing it to you guys as a more success team. So it's going to be phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal event, March the 12th to the 15th. Go to our More Success Team website and get registered immediately. Also, we are running a contest, and that ends this week at the end of the month, for all expense paid airfare for two to the event. We're going to fly you in round trip. But to be qualified for that drawing, all you simply need to have done the month of August is market 10 memberships. You sell 10 memberships, you get in the drawing, or you bring on three new team members. So bring on three new team members or sell 10 memberships, you get your name in the drawing. We will do the drawing, and we will announce those winners not next week, but the week after next, because next Monday is a holiday. We will do the call, but we won't do the drawing until the following Monday to make sure that everybody's sales gets reported properly and everybody that's supposed to be in the drawing gets in the drawing. So finish out the month strong. Take advantage of the wonderful promotions going on. But, guys, I'll tell you what, it is an exciting time, and a More Success Team is an exciting time to be in Legal Shield. And with that, let's go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner, a platinum executive director. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Some great news on the More Success Team. But later in the program, we're going to be announcing a free training webinar done by a couple of our Millionaire Club members for our team. And we're also going to have a couple of outstanding associate testimonials that we'll want to share with everyone. But to get things kicked off and started out right, and to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who actually continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy, and thank you very much. You know, this thing is moving along really fast. The production's up, recruiting's up, excitement is up, Randy. The new CEO, Jeff Bell, is absolutely a fabulous Christian man. We've already set another appointment to meet. We're going to be meeting at least once to twice a month on a one-on-one basis to go over some things. So I really want to report a lot of good things about our team. But I know the call needs to move along very fastly. We'll talk a little bit more later. But, Randy, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce this fantastic speaker, a good team member, a great, great worker in the world of Legal Shield, a shaker and a baker, $100,000 ring runner, Performers Club person, a Power 20 person, AED Bronze Executive Director, none other than our teammate, Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, welcome to the call. Did we get Ryan on the call?
I don't believe I show him on the call yet. While you try to check with him, let me go straight. Let's go out to Phoenix, Arizona, and to Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am, Randy.
I know that sort of threw you off because I had you later in the program. But while we're waiting on our guest speaker to get on, I know you and Mr. Alex Gardner are going to be doing a special training webinar for our team. Would you like to explain what's going on and let everybody know just how you're going to be able to get on to that call?
Absolutely. First of all, something that I learned from last time, some of your team members in Lubbock, Texas, is team members got, what they did is they plugged their computer into the big screen. I'm not technologically gifted, so you'll have to figure out how that happened. But they all met like maybe in a back room, let's say at a restaurant or an office, and they put the training on a big screen and had everybody around it because it's going to be a webinar, so everybody's going to be able to see and in real time hear us talking and questions are going to be coming in. And so that's one thing that you all can think about. For those of you, if you're not taking a mini vacation or if you're not, at a Super Saturday, you can kind of make it like a mini team event. And then Alex has another suggestion, and then he's going to talk to you about getting on the webinar. Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Linda. And people can either, like you said, do a projector, or I know some groups of people that are just going to use it kind of as a team meeting and maybe just have a laptop or something that they can gather around and get together as well. But just a couple things. First of all, the link to register, I think it was emailed out to most of the MORE team. But just, we also posted on the Facebook group, the MORE Success Team group on Facebook. But the link that can go right to that registration, you can pre-register. Actually, we recommend that you do pre-register, get that out of the way. You can get all the information and decide whether you want to dial in through the telephone line for the audio or use your speakers. And then there's a link when you get your registration email that you can actually test your system. So if you're not used to getting on webinars through GoToMeeting or GoToWebinar, that type of thing, if you're wondering if a portable device or a tablet or a phone will work or the computer that you might use, then there will be a test link as well once you pre-register for that. But the link to pre-register is tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/August30th webinar. So it's tinyurl.com/August30th webinar, WEBINAR. And that will go right to that. And that link is something you can, email or text out to your team and let them know. But this, and also you can choose your time zone. When you go to that registration page near the upper right-hand corner, you can choose your time zone. By default, it'll be in Arizona or Pacific time this time of year. But if you'd like the reminders and things to come to you in your time zone, you can choose that. And also, you'll already have that taken care of registration-wise. You can test your system. And this is really going to be a very friendly training to anyone, whatever you're doing in the wheel of Legal Shield, whether you're more of a recruiter, a networker, whether you're more in sales. This is going to be really a universal training as far as prospecting and following up and getting referrals. And just no matter what you're doing in the business, I think you'll get something out of it. I know Linda and I have over 40 years combined experience in the business. We've been top recruiters and top retention, and so we're leading by example, and I think we'll have some things for everybody on the call.
All right, Alex and Linda, I appreciate
yes,
that very much.
That.
We may come back to you in just a few minutes if we have trouble getting our special guest speaker. Maybe you can hit some highlights of your training. But do we have Mr. Ken Moore still on? Do we have Mr. Kapoor on?
He may be muted out, Jess.
Okay. He may have gotten kicked off while he was trying to get a hold of our guest speaker. I guess while we're waiting on them, if you don't mind, Linda and Alex, would you like to have just a couple of highlights or real quick on your training?
Yeah, I mean, I can start with that, and I will tell you guys, we were working on it yesterday, so even if you got on it last time, we've added a whole new section on questions that you can ask, you know, if you're a network marketer. So there's going to be, we added a whole section on, and we've actually done some upgrading and changing. But probably, you know, one of the topics, you know, what steps to take, how to ask the right questions, how to handle common objections, communicating with different personality types, you know, the psychology behind what we think, do, and say, you know, some of the proper closing steps to closing, how you can already be closed even before you even open up the brochure, you know, or, you show them a video. They're already closed based on some of the questions you ask. And best of all, how to get referrals. And, Alex, what were some of the things that we added to it yesterday?
Part of it was the verbiage, just in some of the words that you're using, whether you're talking about the business or getting referrals for the business, whether you're talking about the membership and explaining that. We're going to go through some vocabulary and some verbiage and some get you thinking about what words you're using and maybe how you can be more effective in actually your prospecting and your presenting and the words that you're using when you're talking to prospects.
Well,
and
I know
really
you guys
be based
have always
on
done a fantastic job, and every time you've done one of these webinars in the past, we've just our emails are just flooded with kind remarks of the great job and how it helps not just a brand new associate, but also the seasoned associate. So you have just a little bit of everything for everybody, and it's just some phenomenal training that you won't get anywhere except for on the Moore Success Team. So I'm looking forward to you guys being on. I don't think has Mr. Moore got back on yet. I don't show him back just yet. He may be having a hard time. These calls max out. He may be having a hard time getting back on. But let's go ahead and go out to South Carolina and to an executive director on our team that's doing some fantastic things. In fact, he's got a couple of associates that we're excited about, and that is Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can. We were going to use you a little later in the program, so I didn't want to catch you off guard, but I appreciate you being on. And while we're waiting on our guest speaker, let's see what can happen.
No doubt. Listen, I appreciate you. Use me any way you need to. You know, I just got to thinking before I introduced these two rising stars. You know, I'm listening to the Mr. Gardner and, of course, Linda talk about this state-of-art training that we have access to. And then
Tony, excuse me a minute. Randy, you're going to get a call in a minute to try the three-way Burns in. He can't get in, but I got to. And I do apologize, Tony, for interrupting you. But, Randy, he'll be calling you on your cell phone to try the three-way. I couldn't three-way from here, but he's desperately trying. And I do apologize to the whole call. Go ahead, Tony.
Not a problem, Mr. Moore. But again, you know, just think about this. The state-of-the-art training we're getting and, of course, the leadership and support and guidance, like no other team. You know, we're getting that from the Moore Success family. And just how blessed we are, just how fortunate we are to not just be part of a rock-solid company, but obviously the support that we need to do some great things, particularly with some new people. So let's just go ahead and start. Ms. Moore, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about these leaders. These two leaders are consistently plugging into the system, consistently, you know, having a great, exciting, positive, can-do spirit, and there's nothing like new recruits tearing it up. First, we're going to go out to Mr. Herbie Robertson. This gentleman is out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's a director of mine. I've been tracking him down, believe it or not, for a whole year. The fortune is in the follow-up, as Ms. Linda Bowden would say. And so after a year, this guy decides to come on board. 2 months in the business, his first month, he got his performance club. In less than 2 weeks, he Fast Start qualified. This month, he performance club qualified. And now he has four other brand-new associates getting promoted out in Gainesville, Florida, and Jacksonville. So let's hear from this guy. Mr. Herbie, you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you guys hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, Mr. Robertson. We appreciate you getting on this call. Tell us real quickly, man, what exactly are you doing in that market out there in Jacksonville and an hour and a half in Gainesville to crank some things up? What do you got going on out there? What are you doing to make these things happen?
Man, I'm really excited to be a part of this this company and what we're doing. Just a little bit about me, I mean, Tony kind of told you, and thank you for that, Tony. I've only been doing this a little over a month now. And like I said, Tony's been chasing me down for over a year now, and I finally got to sit me down and let me listen to it. And I actually run one of the top stores in Florida for Sprint, and you know, with what I do, it takes up a lot of my time, and you know, it is very rewarding, but it takes up a lot of my time. And you know, the wireless market is so saturated right now. When I got to sit down and look at this and just see the opportunity, I got really excited about it because, you know, like I said, it's way harder doing what I do in my regular job. So, you know, and being able to follow Tony's leadership and his, you know, the process that he's put in place, it's just making it so easy. And it's a lot of fun, too. And, you know, I was actually lucky enough to bring on one of my best friends into business with me, Renzo Goggins. I got to bring my mother into this, Victoria Robertson, and she brought on Tom Beasley, and you know, they're building up the Jacksonville area, well, the Gainesville area. Sorry, and you know, I'm just looking to see this Jacksonville area just explode, just with, you know, there's just so much opportunity here, so I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Well, Mr. Robertson, we appreciate you taking time and leading from the front, and congratulations to you and that team out there in Gainesville and Jacksonville. So, and I appreciate you showing me that following up with you definitely pays off. So congratulations again. Let's see here. Mr. Randy, we got time for the next one?
I think we've got Ryan Burns. Mr. Burns, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, let's go ahead, Ryan. We'll come back to you in just a little bit, Mr. Barkley. Would that be okay?
Splendid. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, it's always an honor and privilege to be on this call. I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to call in, and I guess it was just saying all circuits are busy, so I appreciate Mr. Moore throwing me in to the call. But, you know, I've been working with this company for the last 7 years, and, you know, I've got to tell you, the Moore family, I'm so proud to be part of this organization just because of its roots. You know, if you talk to anybody who's been around, you know, this business for long enough, they know that the Moore family, I personally don't believe any of us would be here in all of Legal Shield if it wasn't for, you know, this family. Ken Moore, one of the legends, has just been here, and one of the staples that helped build this business. And I always have people comment how every call he ends it with, remember to keep God first, family second, and Legal Shield third. And if you do that, then everything will just work itself out. And I just appreciate our roots. I appreciate where we come from, and I just want to thank you guys for that. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore, for having us on the call. I'll just share my story real quick because I know we don't have too much time left. Like I said, I got started working with the company 7 years ago, and my intention when I started was just to make an extra few $100 for my car payment. I had my father, who had the services for over 14 years with Legal Shield, and he had used it for his business for so many things. He knew nothing about the business opportunity. So when somebody approached me 7 years ago and just invited me out to lunch and said, hey, I got something I want you to look at, they said, you may or may not be interested, but we're just doing a lunch. And I came and took a look at it, and, you know, it just rung a bell, you know, what my father had used. I talked to my father about the plan before I made my decision to get started working with the company. And after he just related so many stories of things he'd used it for and why he had it for 14 years, and even though he knew nothing about the business opportunity, I just thought this would be a great way for me to make a little extra cash. I didn't have any dreams at first or visions or anything like that to go and make a six-figure type income with this company. I really just saw financial deliverance. If I could get an extra $200 or $300 a week, I thought maybe I could pay back some of these credit cards. Maybe I could just earn a little extra cash on the side of my full-time job. I was so busy, you know, at the time. But what Legal Shield did is I started plugging into calls just like this, and I started applying the things that I was learning. It started paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job was paying me. that I had a four-year degree for 4 months in. And 5 months in, I started thinking about leaving that job. And 6 months in, I just decided that I had had enough of corporate America structure. I wanted to live my life the way I wanted to live it, and leave Shield just seemed to be the answer to everything that had been going on. And the income was beating my full-time job for about 3 months, which is what the advice was of my Millionaire Club member. He told me, he said, you know, the smoothest, easiest transition would be, you know, let this beat your full-time income for 3 months and then go full-time. You know, and I thought that would be a comfortable transition. So that's exactly what I made my plan to be. And, you know, everybody might be in a little different situation, but I think for the majority of people, that's really good advice. And so 6 months in, I went full-time. Thank God, right at that time, a week after I quit my job, we had a national convention that I'd saved up to go to. And at that national convention, I really had my eyes open on the opportunity we really had in front of us. And 2 months later, we had our first $8,000 month just 8 months into the business. And 2 months after that, we had our first $10,000 month. And, you know, we made about $68,000 that first year. Our second year, we broke through that six-figure income with the company. And there's people who have done a whole lot more, a whole lot faster than I have. But just one thing I can say is how grateful I am to, at this point, being a father of three children, that, you know, that's my priority and that's what I get to do. I get to live my life every day the way I choose it and take the kids to the pool in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday if I choose to, you know, or go on a vacation, go on a camping trip during the summer. You know, and not have to ask or take any time off of work. And so that's really the blessings of the business. And I think it's important to know, we always talk in this business about how important it is to figure out why you're doing it. And, you know, for me, it's being a father. And I think every human being who spends a few minutes maybe to ponder their life can come up with a why. But I think it doesn't really mean anything until you merge it with your belief in what this company can do for your why. And the day that you can merge those two things together, for me, it was just a matter of hearing enough stories of people that I could relate with. I know maybe my story is not going to light everybody on fire, but I hope there's a couple people who can relate to it a little bit. I was just 23 years old when I first looked at this, and for you know, $68,000 that first year might not be a lot for some people, but for me, at the age of just 24 by that time, you know, making that kind of income, I mean, it was life-changing. And a six-figure income the year after that was life-changing. And, you know, and I started merging. The only way that happened is I heard enough stories where I started merging my reasons why and what I wanted out of life with the belief that this company could actually get it for me, with the belief that this service really does work and people really do need it, and not something that I just hope works and I hope people need it. You know, and I think I did have a little bit of an advantage with my father having the services, but I hope you can maybe you know, practice a little faith and hearing some of these stories and borrow some of our knowledge. And we know that this is a service that works, you know, and we know that this is something people need. And we know that this is an opportunity that can get it for us. I mean, you look at this family that we're on the phone with right now, you got three generations of Millionaire Club members, which is just an amazing story in of itself. And when I merged my belief in this company and this product and the opportunity with my why, it was over. And I decided to actually listen to what my leaders were telling me. When they told me to do two exposures every single day, you know, 5 to 6 days a week, whatever we choose to work. I mean, there was never a week that went by that I didn't do my 10 exposures. You know, I had my two every day. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but that ends up being 10 a week, 40 to 50 a month, 520 people a year. Could you imagine if every person on this call just bought into that one philosophy because you believed in this company enough to know that it can get you what you want? If you would do nothing more than just commit to doing two exposures a day and never letting a day slip, I mean, all of our organizations would just explode, you know, just with that one belief. And, you know, for me, that's really all that happened, is I merged those two things together. Another maybe training piece that I hope can help some people on the call. Ironically, it was just actually done at one of our national conventions and one of the trainings that they did for us. They taught us that if we can make a list, that we can make the call. And if we could make the call, we could set the appointment. And if we could set the appointment, we could get the presentation done for somebody. And if we can get the presentation done, we can get the sell. And It's funny. When I was new, I just wanted to know, what's my job description? So number one, for a part-time person, they told me, share this with two people a day. And I thought, okay. And then what's our method of operation? It's really as simple as talking yourself into picking up that 500-pound phone. Sometimes it feels like that. And making that list first. You know, so if we're on this call to decide that we're really going to do something about our business, then, you know, let's just believe that this business is what it can do for us. You know, do some research if you need to. Pick up a profile of success. Start reading some of those stories. Listen to more of these calls. But once you've got that done, you know, let's do something about our excitement, and let's make our list over again. Even if you've been in for 7 years, you know, I've learned that you can make a new list. You know, and sometimes we avoid and tell everybody else what to do, but we can make that list. And if we can make the list, let's pick up the phone and make that call and understand that the call is for the sole purpose of setting an appointment. The call is not the purpose of explaining what our company is about, what we do, what our service is all about. That is not the system. The system is to set an appointment. And I hope some people, if they wonder why, you know, 19 out of 20 people are saying not interested, then that's usually where they're going wrong. Because, you know, what I can tell you is with Mr. Moore and with most Legal Shield associates across the nation, you'll find that if they sit down with somebody, watch a video with them, take them to a lunch, bring them to an event, whatever it is, if we do a proper presentation, we are well over 50% of people who see the information are buying the service at least. In fact, I think if you really sat down with most of the executive directors in the company, you'll find they're well over 70 to 80% of people who showing up to a, you know, even if it's a coffee shop and you show them a video on your iPad, or if it's at a, you know, a lunch, or if it's at a briefing where you bring them, I would feel confident in saying we're probably well over 80% of people who are seeing this information and they're able to make a decision on 100% of the facts. That's what our ratios are. So I'm certain there's some people on this call wondering why they are only 1 in 20 signing up. And I can tell you that is where we usually go wrong, is we don't realize the system. And when you can see it, it's kind of like finally getting the picture to a puzzle. Before you start putting it together, you actually know where the greens and the yellows and whatever's supposed to go. So now if you can see the picture of this company, the picture of this process, this method of operation, is we make a list so that we can make the call. If we can make the call, we can set the appointment. And the call is for the appointment. Please put an explanation point there. We set appointments to luncheons, appointments to briefings, appointments to whatever it is that is a presentation in your mind, appointments to maybe a private business reception at your house. But you're setting an appointment so we can do the presentation. Last thing we ever want to do in Legal Shield is a partial presentation. Say nothing until you can say everything is another good note you can put right there on the appointment part. Say nothing until we can say everything. So set the appointment to say everything. If that appointment is going to be right now, great. Hey, do you have 15 minutes? Great. Let's sit down. In about 15 minutes, I can show you. Well, there, now you set your appointment. That's fine. But don't just start doing the presentation at the party and that kind of stuff. I hope that helps, because I wish somebody would have told me that my first 3 months, or maybe they did. I just didn't listen. But hopefully you will listen, you know, everybody on this call, is we set the appointment. When we set that appointment, we do those presentations either by using tools or events or whatever that might be. And when you do the presentation, you know, we can get the sell. And the sell is simply after the presentation, we ask the magic question, what is it that you like best? Hey, that's what I like too. Do you see an opportunity for yourself? Do you see value in this membership? Perfect. Where would you like your kit sent? What's your address? What's your phone number? What's your email? We pay every day by direct deposits. How do you want us to pay you? Perfect. What bank account's that? Checking or savings? All right, great. what's your full name? It has to match your social for tax reasons. How do you spell your full name? Perfect. Okay, what's your social? What's your birthday? There's your whole process from beginning to end. At the end of the briefing, that's maybe what we would say at the circle up, is we just ask them what they like best. When they're ready to go, you just ask them, hey, we're sending that kit out to you. Where do you want us to send it? And don't be afraid to ask those questions. Don't be afraid to get your prospect in a conversation with maybe a third party expert you would have around, or put them on the phone. But I think all those things are nice to hear. And so I wanted to give a little, you know, how to maybe on this call, but really family, all that matters is that you spend some time in using the service and fall in love with the service, fall in love with the mission of this company. you know, we're helping people get access to the justice system. And that's what our country was founded on, equal justice under law. And it's what I get so passionate about when I work with this business is I just love what we're doing is something that you can get passionate about. And I love that we can also give other people the opportunity and give them hope, you know, hope and belief that they can change, you know, their current circumstances if you choose to build a team, you know, as well. So, again, sorry about the technical difficulties, guys, but I appreciate the time, and I feel honored every time I have an opportunity to hop on this call. I feel like I just want to sit on the feet of the Moore family and just take more notes from them each week, and I appreciate the time that they've given me. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn the time back over to Mr. Moore.
Hey, thank you. It's great, great job, Ryan. Great job. You're great inspiration, great story. We appreciate it. Maybe we won't have the technical difficulty next time, but we all overcome, don't we? God bless you, and you have a great evening. Randy, I'll go back to you.
All right. Let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Tony Barkley in South Carolina. Mr. Barkley, are you still on?
That I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead now.
Yeah, that was a great call, a great speaker for that matter, and great training. It's interesting what he talked about making sure the appointments are set. And this next person is doing that in its entirety. And these PBRs are what people are coming to from these appointments being set. I forgot to mention Victoria Robertson on Mr. Herbie's team. That's his mother. She had two PBRs in less than 3 weeks, 20 people in attendance. She's licensed. She's promoted. And, again, that's because appointments work. And PBR's work. Listen, this last person will showcase real quickly, Mr. Marco George. This gentleman was part of our great company a year or two ago and had to leave the business due to some family issues in his ministry. And he got that life-changing call from Mr. Moore to get him saddled back up in the business, and he came back on board last month. Look at this. In less than a month upon his return, he promoted two new personal direct Fast Start qualified. Both of them earned Performance Club. Both of them did it in 11 days. Again, appointments leading into PBRs. And then ultimately, Marco himself earned his promotion to manager last week. And we're just so flat out excited about what's happening here in these markets. So, Mr. Marco George, are you on the call? Okay, I was texting him earlier, and for some reason I couldn't get him to respond to that text. But evidently, he might be having difficulty as well getting on. But with that being said, Mr. Moore, you know, these things are really, really happening from a standpoint of activity, from the standpoint of PBRs. We're just excited about this retreat that you and all the platinums and millionaires leaders are putting on for us. So, again, appreciate all you do, and we'll just turn the call back over to you, sir. You there?
Can you hear me okay, Mr. Barkley?
We got you now, sir.
All right. I apologize. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and your team and all the effort and the time that you're putting into this business because it's really starting to pay off. But we appreciate you being on tonight. And we appreciate, of course, Mr. Ryan Burns. Sorry we had a little technical difficulty earlier, but we did get all that straightened out. And, of course, we appreciate Alex Gardner and Linda Bowden and the training that they're going to be doing this weekend. Make sure and plug into that training because it'll be well worth your time. With that, I'll turn it over to back to Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, Randy, first of all, I want to thank everybody that's on the call tonight. I congratulate Linda and Alex for putting things together. They're very professional. Ryan Burns, I think, did a superb job. Tony, of course, is always a great speaker. He has some great people working with him. I'm sorry we couldn't hear from Marco George because he is a great guy. Once you get to know him, you know he's really a shaker and a baker. And Herbie Robertson there, I tell you, teams moving all over the United States, not just down South Carolina, not just over in Florida, not here in Oklahoma, but all over the United States. The teams are moving. The numbers are showing it. And, you know, I know the next Monday is Labor Day, Randy, but we still going to have the call. Our group call will be at 8 p.m., and none other than Mr. Jason Labner will be a group trainer on that. And then for the 9 o'clock call, no other than Mr. Bill Hamilton. For you that know Bill Hamilton, he's a great speaker. He's a great motivator. He's a great guy. So don't miss those deals. I want to thank you. I hope you all have a great Labor Day holiday. Let's just do what we said. Let's just keep on putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Keep praying for the company. Keep praying for our great country, Lord, that we'll do what God wants us to do in our business and in our country. So God bless you, each one. Thank you so very much, and good night.
Good night, everyone.